like a lot of people who do suicide prevention work, I unfortunately came into this type of work because I lost somebody to suicide. My 19-year-old son died of suicide about 3 years ago. And so initially my daughter wanted to start doing some awareness and information things in her school about youth suicide. But we really quickly realized that just kind of doing awareness wasn't really going to meet the needs that were out there.
Your organization offers all sorts of training that's specifically for parents or people who work in the schools, even faith groups, community groups. Can you tell me a little bit about your approach to doing this type of training?
Sure. So we have training workshops that we really try to individualize for different groups of people. And so our workshop, we talk about, first of all, having an understanding of suicide, why people have thoughts of suicide, why they attempt suicide. And then we talk about things that you can look for, so signs that somebody may be having thoughts of suicide. And really importantly, we talk about what to do in those situations. So how to actually have the conversation about this issue, how do you ask this person in a way that is going to help them feel safe and comfortable talking about it. And then we talk about resources and supports that are available.
So I understand your son Samuel was a 2015 graduate of Centennial High School, and
yes,
that there are some efforts being made at the school to raise awareness about mental health. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we have a group of students that has kind of an after-school club that they meet, and they plan different things throughout the year to help, again, just sort of bring awareness and get people in their school talking about it.
Was this prompted by Samuel's death?
Yes. Yeah. This is a group that my oldest daughter started, and it's still going after a few years. So that's really positive. A couple things they do and have coming up. We've done things to recognize Trans Day of Visibility. So getting information, suicide prevention information out there for our trans youth in the school. They have giveaways at finals times, which is a really stressful time for students. Mm-hmm. So we try to get information into the students' hands that has, crisis and support information that they can use if they're having a difficult time.
I'm just particularly happy to hear about the conversations that are happening in high school, because I feel like when I was in high school, I don't remember ever having those types of conversations. This was 20 years ago.
Yeah, and I think that there are some really passionate youth in our high schools that they really want this issue to be talked about. They want to be more open. They want adults and other people in their lives to understand that even though, they're teenagers or they're young adults, they're still going through some very difficult things, and they still have stress in their lives. And it does impact their mental health and their emotional well-being. And they really want space to be able to talk about that and find support and understanding.